Hey, this is Brother Apathy, and you're listening to Guildcast.
Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to the 60th episode of Guildcast for December 30th, 2006. I'm your host, Sean. This week, we have a little fun with Skype casting, and we recorded our first ever live show on last Friday night. I'd say, for the most part, it went off without a hitch, although the sound quality isn't the best on some of the calls, and it breaks up a few times, but Skype casting is still pretty new. And that was probably just an issue with having so many people connected at once. I actually wasn't sure how many people to expect this first time doing this, especially since I announced it only a week in advance. And the time slot might not have been the greatest for all listeners, but we only have about a dozen or so people there at this show. Hopefully, the next time we do this, if I announce it far enough in advance, we can get more people to participate. But it was cool, though. I allotted an hour for the calls, and we ended up doing almost 2 hours, so I can't imagine how much more time would have been taken if we did have a full house. I had to do a little bit of editing to this. The original recording was an hour and 48 minutes, and the finished part was about an hour and 40 minutes. So I mostly just cut out a few minutes in the beginning when we were setting up, and then I cut out all the exceptionally long bits of dead air. So this is probably about 90% of the recording exactly how it was recorded on Friday night. I was originally going to edit it more than that, but I figured, you know, it might just be nice for people to just hear it the way it was, you know, the same way that a lot of the people heard it as it was actually being recorded, for the most part. So if you're used to the normal organization of a Guildcast show, you might not like the chaos of this one, but I think it's a nice change. And if you were there for this, I thank you for the participation, especially if you're one of the people who asked a question or told about your wish list on the show. If you couldn't make it, maybe you can next time, because it was pretty fun. I also went ahead and read the email wish lists during the show from the people who sent them in and couldn't make it, instead of reading them later like I originally planned to do. I wanted to be able to have Lady Sinea and I both comment on the emails. Anyway, I'll play that a little bit later, but first some news. You may have noticed some major downtime for the site last week and the forums for most of this week. Most of this was due to host issues and database errors. And I had thought actually that all was lost with the forums, but miraculously, Rob or Onoa Monk, he's been mentioned on the show a few times and he's actually been heard on the show before. He's the one that got everything going, and what's funny is during the live show is when he actually got it back up and running, so we were IMing each other back and forth about it, and you can actually tell I'm distracted in the recording on a few of the for a few minutes there, and it's kind of funny, but hopefully very soon he and I will start working on getting the entire site moved over to a new host also. I've decided to go the route of just about every other podcaster out there and get a GoDaddy account instead. So any other downtime you may experience with the website or the forums in the coming weeks will hopefully only be due to the moving process, and then no more after that. So let's all cross our fingers and toes. I also wanted to thank everyone for the influx of positive support I've received over my decision to do the podcast less frequently. Just about all of you who have PM'd me or emailed me have said that you understand and you would take quality over quantity any day. So I really do appreciate that. Oh, and how could I forget? The people who asked to be mentioned this week include Aslan, Pig Slayer, and Vishwamitra Rudra. I might have actually pronounced that right. I'm not sure. We also have a couple of voicemails, but I'm only going to play one of them because, well, sorry, Mirage, but you got to talk quite a bit on the live show, so here's the one from Drunken Assassin.
Hey, Sean, this is Drunken Assassin. I just figured out that now, in my opinion, the bear is actually the best pet, because with a Paragon skill such as, like, Anthem of Flames, and I can't think of any other off the top of my head that have to do with attack skills. When the bear uses Brutal Mauling, it gains those benefits from the Paragon's chants and shouts. Thanks, love the show. Bye.
And one more thing. If you're not a listener of Virgin Worlds yet, you can find them at virginworlds.com. Go check out episode 45, where Lady Sinea and I do our first audio interview on that show. It's another podcast. It's all about MMOs, and I'm sure you've at least heard me talk about it before. But if you're new to this show, you might not have heard me talk about it. But Brent over there at Virgin Worlds and Brendan, they interviewed me and Lady Sinea, and they interviewed a bunch of podcasters, actually, a lot of MMO and gaming podcasters. So it's a really good episode. It's pretty long, too. I think it's over 2 hours, but it's definitely worth a listen. And ironically, I had my second interview that same week, but in online comic form. And you can check that one out at gwcomic.warwizard.net. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. You can check that out. He actually interviewed me and Glax also. So without making this extremely long episode any longer, here it is, the almost live show. So how are you doing, Lady Sinea?
I'm fine.
Just fine?
Mm-hmm.
See, I was curious to see how this would go off at first. I didn't know if it would fill up quickly, but we don't really have a lot of people yet, so that's at least it's not filling up.
It's okay. We can wait a few minutes.
You want to sing us a song in the meantime?
Sure. And there shouldn't be any lag since I'm calling from work.
That's true. All right, let's go ahead and just start bringing people on, even though everybody's not here yet.
Okay.
How's that
sound?
Want
to do like an intro to start this or something?
Well, I guess. welcome everyone to...
This is interesting because everyone's hearing the behind-the-scenes blabbering that we normally do that always gets cut out.
Yeah, this is all the stuff that we usually cut out. Yeah, somebody just asked me where the intro music is. That'll all come later. That'll all come much later. Right now, this is all the stuff that we usually talk for quite a while, and then I cut all that stuff out, but you lucky listeners get to hear all that now. How exciting.
It's actually quite boring.
Yeah, that's why I cut it all out. All right, so this is the episode 60 show, and what I will do, like I said on the last show, is I'm going to take these calls, even though right now it's live, but I will take... you know, the calls piece by piece and kind of edit it together a little bit and release the downloadable show on, I hate to commit to a time, but I'd say probably Monday or Tuesday, somewhere around there. So what you're going to listen to now during this next hour will just be kind of the raw stuff, you know, for those of you who took the time to come on here and listen to us right now. So yay for you. So this is the show about what we want to see in the future of Guild Wars with not only... Well, Chapter 4, I think it's probably too late to give them any ideas, but, you know, if they do a Chapter 5, Chapter 6, however far arena that goes with Guild Wars, this is just hopefully something that they can listen to and get some ideas, and you can be glad to be a part of it, you know? In as small a way as you can by just mentioning it on this show, but hopefully somebody's listening. So let's start it out. For those of you who just got here, if you want to get into the queue to talk, you, I think you right-click on the waiting room. And somewhere there's a button that says... Okay, I'm getting a PM. Oh, push... Ask to talk, that's what it's called. See, I don't see it since I'm the host, so... Okay. Yep, you push ask to talk, and that'll put you in the waiting room. And then from there, I can let you talk. So, let's get our first one here. Luke, hey, can you hear me? Hey, what's up?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yep, we can hear you.
How is my volume doing?
It's good. It's perfect.
All right. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Yo, this is your boy Lucas from New York. I'm very excited to be on the show. As a matter of fact, I have planned my entire day for this moment right now.
Well, you're first one.
Yeah. Well. Okay. I'm a little nervous.
That's okay.
Let's see here. Okay. Should I just say my wish list?
Yeah. Just let us know what your wish list is.
Okay.
And don't be nervous. There's only a few thousand people listening.
Oh. Well, no. On a list, it says 20-some. But okay. Yeah.
True. We can always edit it out if it's terrible.
Okay. So I was thinking of what I wanted more about the game, and only things I thought of were more of the core gaming mechanics. So I don't want to change any of that because that would just change the entire game. So then I realized something else is the interface tab under options.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have ever messed with that, but it's really fun. Basically, you can just rearrange the interface to the way you like it. You can make things smaller or increase their size and stuff.
Yeah.
So it kind of becomes like a game of its own. All the things on my wish list are something revolving around the interface. All right, first thing is allow me to save sets of the interface change.
Okay. Like a template? Right, like
yeah,
how you
yeah,
can
yeah,
save templates now, yeah.
Yeah, because right now, when I move stuff and when I click undo change, it just moves everything back to default, and it's kind of... So if I make like one mistake, I can't really make mistakes, but it would just be so much easier if I can save sets as templates.
Yeah.
Okay. Second.
Sure. But do you like change your interface very often, or do you set it once and pretty much always play that way, or do you have it like set up differently for different things you do?
Yeah, see, I would like to do that, but I can't right now because I can't save as templates.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and
because I mean, I've changed things, but I pretty much always keep it the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see why you would need that unless, like, in PvE you played with a certain interface setup, and with PvP you played with a different one. But
okay, like for example, right now, the chat, like the chat box and the little manual box, there's like so much space between that, and the space is wasted. And the way I like to play is just to move the chat box to the bottom and just stretch all the way so the entire bottom will be covered with the chat box, because that's how I'm like used to play like MMOs, because the game I played previously had the entire bottom covered with a chat box.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that would be nice. Okay, second thing. Wait, am I moving too slow or too fast? Or
no, that's okay.
No, it's fine.
Okay, all right. Second thing is, when I make my changes, when I am moving things around, I want the options window to be hidden or transparent, because right now I have to move the options window to upper right if I want to work on lower left and vice versa. So it's not that big of a deal, but it would make things a lot easier. Okay, next thing on my list is, I don't really know the term for it, but I call it edge-to-edge editing feature. Sean, I know you work with a, I don't know if you do, but you mentioned that you're a graphic artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would assume that you work with Photoshop sometimes?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Okay, you know how when you drag down a guideline and move something next to it, it'll line up next to it?
Oh,
like, it'll stick it to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, snap. It's called snap to, where it snaps to it.
Okay,
yeah.
So basically that's what I want with Guild Wars interface, that when I move like two boxes next to each other, they'll stick together. So when I like finished moving everything, things will lined up nice and neat. It won't be like ugly. Like something will be like shorter, and other things will be like thinner.
Yeah.
So
just like what boxes are you trying to line up together?
Okay. Like the health and energy.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And okay, that's the third thing. And I had one more, but right now I'm just looking at it. It's just dumb, so I'm not gonna say it.
So it sounds like most of your wishes are interface related.
Right. Because I think whenever I change stuff and move stuff around, it feels kind of like a fresh experience, and I enjoy that.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good.
I have a question for you, though, Luke.
Yeah,
do you like to play with the interface different in different situations?
Well, right now, the truth is I have only been playing Guild Wars for not even a month now, and I have been listening to your podcast longer than I have played. so that's kind of ironic. But right now, I have only done, like, missions and quests, so I haven't done a lot of farming or whatever other stuff, so I don't know about other situations.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for thanks for the.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for letting me on first. It's very exciting to be on here. Oh wait. Can I give a shout out?
Sure.
Yo, yeah, I want to give a shout out to my guild. It's brand new. Well, it's now my guild, but I'm part of it, and it's Soft Hardware. It's called Soft Hardware, and the initial is SH, and we have our own website at softhardware.net. It's not a website that focuses on Guild Wars, but we have a lot of people plays Guild Wars, and we focus on just helping people with softwares and hardwares. So if anyone, have trouble with computer stuff, just softhardware.net. Sign up. It's free. We're friendly people. Guild Wars fan. Just sign up. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
All right.
Take care, man. Thanks.
You too.
All right. So I think Mirage was next. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how this lineup here goes. Okay. Mirage, what's up?
Nothing much. Just kind of super nervous.
Why? You're on the show every week.
Yeah, well, that's not really me. That's just my voice playing.
So what's up?
Nothing really. I'm just kind of happy I actually got in because I kind of was listening to some radio show and kind of dumped that to come here.
That's a good choice.
Cool.
So, got a wish list going on? I know you called in and you left a voicemail, but...
Yeah, it's all kind of retarded stuff that doesn't really matter that much, but it's just my opinion, so whatever. So first of all, I want to be able to ride a Doliac because they're so awesome. I want a pet Doliac really bad. If I was running around Yak Spend for like 20 minutes for like no reason, and I saw a Doliac and I wanted it.
Okay. So basically, you want mounts.
Yeah. Well,
but you have map trouble.
Well, yeah, that's the map travel thing is kind of why it would still be cool to have a pet, because then I'd have a Doliac. It would still be awesome.
Okay, like a pet Doliac that will fight for you in combat, or that you ride, because that's totally different.
I think he wants both. Right.
Yeah, what Sean said, both.
He wants it all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
the whole point is you don't have massive amounts of time where you have to wait 20 minutes to go across the map, and you need a mount to do it.
I think just having like a rideable pet just in battle itself, not a mount as in how World of Warcraft has mounts, but a rideable pet that does damage, that might be kind of cool, but I don't know how they do that. That would take a lot of work.
That'd be kind of cool, but... How about you tell us, Mr. Graphic Designer, how much work that would be?
I couldn't even imagine. Well, that's cool. What, is that it? Did you have any more?
Oh, yeah, of course. I've got, like, a few more, I guess. This one is about the interface, kind of like what Luke was talking about, except he was talking about customization. I just want to make it colorful. like in Final Fantasy VII, you can change the little color of the box thingy for the menu. I want to be able to do that to my Guild Wars interface. Make it colory.
Colory.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. And then the last one I can think of is, it's about armor. Like, more customizable armor, and I don't mean, like, bonuses and stuff, just how it looks, because I don't like how there's sets, and you're stuck with how they look. I want to be able to add stuff to my armor and make it look awesome.
Like, you have your Necromancer's armor, and you're like, it doesn't have enough spikes, even though it's got 50 million already. It needs another 20.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. That's perfect.
I'm all for armor changes. I love the armor.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting me babble on about stupid stuff, and I'll annoy you next time there's a show with
awesome
voicemails.
Well, you do that every week. It's good. It's all good.
All right, take care, man.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye, Mike.
All right, so next, I think I skipped. See, this thing, I thought it was going to...
It's Dayfire.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
I'm nervous too, so, yeah.
That's alright, everybody is.
One thing, I think I just have one little problem with the game. I like how they updated the P thing, like you press P and you can trade stuff.
Yeah.
But, I think it'd be pretty cool if you could, like, have, like, that auction house, and you know how you have, like, you can go to Lion's Arch or Commandant and places like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should be able to, like, click on that and then go down to, like, auction house and, like, put your thing up for sale there and do that. And, like, when you put it up for sale, it has to stay there unless you want to get it back. Because, like, I've been on Guild Wars Guru, and I bought a Victor's Battle Axe for 20K because I thought I was saving 5K. And I went to buy it, like, 2 days later when it ended, and the guy said he sold it for 25K, and then I had to go out and do that all over again.
Oh.
So, that'd be pretty good.
See, I think that they probably did this party search thing as kind of an alternative to the auction house, because I think the auction house would be so much work, but I don't think it's really working like they thought it would be. You know?
I don't think that's a good alternative. I don't use the party thing hardly at all. I use
Nobody
it to
does.
Maybe like look for henchmen if I'm not standing near them, but that's about it. I don't really.
I
like
use
it
the price tag stuff.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
And can I give one little shout out real quick?
Sure.
My clan or my guild has just made it to its first year anniversary, so that's awesome.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
And we are FDW for Flaming Dark Warriors, and we have our website at clanfdw.net, and we use TeamSpeak.
Awesome.
So that's about it.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
I got a PM from Luke, and he was mentioning also that with the current party system, you have to actually be online for it to show up. And if there was an auction house and you could just throw an item out there, you could go offline and other people could go like look at it.
Yeah,
and I think
true.
That would be great. Like you could use it like a pawn shop, you know, just stick it there and have other people come by and buy it later, you know.
Yeah, that would be an improvement. And like I said, I think that they maybe if they meant for this party search to work as an auction house alternative, kind of a easy way out. It's not going to work. They need to come out with some kind of auction house, just like you said. All right. So who we have next is
Sahu.
Oh.
Oh no.
All right. Hey, what's up? Sorry about that.
Okay. Good.
So, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Nothing right now. Everything's pretty good.
So you have a lot on your wish list for the future of Guild Wars?
No, pretty much one thing. It's just one big thing. It's there's one thing I have noticed that I would think would be really good in Guild Wars is they kind of did this in WoW. It was I'm not sure if you played this, it's whenever they would have massive PvP battles with like 500 players a team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I would. I used to play WoW before I played Guild Wars, and I remember that was one of the most enjoyable things that I've ever done. And, yeah, so just to see that in Guild Wars and see how it would turn out and see the kind of players it would get from it, it would just be really interesting. So,
yeah, that would be.
It could be, but that could cause a lot of balance issues because a lot of Guild Wars, the PvP is all very systematically balanced to make it so that, you know, one side doesn't have a huge advantage over the other simply because they have more people or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right. Was that it?
Yeah,
that
was it. So.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. All right. So, Sai, who's next?
Hey, guys.
Finally.
Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Right on. So, what are you guys? How's the show going?
Pretty good so far.
Good, good. All right.
Yeah, just I just feel bad saying everybody's ideas are not good. But.
Well, you should do that. I got shafted by you pretty bad the other day. So.
That was supposed to be a joke.
I'm used to it from you. yeah, before I start my list, I have a couple things here. One is from Coogan because he's too shy to come on the show.
Aww.
He'd just like to tell everybody about his FOW armor donation fund. You can contact him at level 20 noob. There you go, Coogan.
How much more does he need?
Too much. And
well, how do we know if we're close to our target goal of getting his armor form?
Well, I don't think it matters. He'll just keep going and just won't tell you.
Ooh.
Kidding. Just kidding. He says he'll post updates about it. And Lord Arachnus, some of you know him, some of you don't. He's with my guild now. He wants to see in Chapter 4 a hand-to-hand class where, like, the weapons would be, like, brass knuckles or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
They talked about doing that on Chapter 3, actually, or at least it was a rumor.
Oh, really?
We had talked about that, yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
But yeah, he'd like to see that. Personally, I would like to see the old-fashioned mission and bonus, like the old missions from Prophecies come back. Because I'm pretty sick of this expert, standard, master's crap. Like, yeah. I don't know. I like to, personally, I like to take my time with missions and just do the mission if I'm in a hurry or, like, go back where you can just do the bonus if you missed it, you know, not the whole thing over again.
Yeah.
I would also like to see in Chapter 4, you know how in Chapter 3, this is a spoiler, so anybody who's not far in Nightfall, you know when you were riding the worms and, like, actually got in them and got to use their skills and stuff? I'd like to see more of that, because I thought that was really fun. That was my favorite part of Chapter 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people love those worms.
Yeah. But yeah, that's about it, I guess. Could I give a shout-out? I promised I would.
Sure.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Dragoon's Templar, because we're having a party right now in the DT Guild Hall, and everybody in the Sword Alliance. What's up, guys?
That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, if I didn't have to work tomorrow, I'd join you.
Yeah, I invited you. You didn't come. That's okay. I'll have an ale for you.
Awesome.
Yeah. See you later, guys. Good luck.
All right, take care. All right, I'm getting a lot of PMs from people saying they can't find the Allow to Talk button. So what I can do for those people is I can manually allow them to talk from the listening room. I don't know why it's not... I'm the host, I don't see that allow that... Ask to Talk button. I don't see that at all. So I couldn't tell you where it's at. Do you see it at all? I guess you wouldn't since you're...
Well, I have a button in the top right that says Just Listen.
Oh, okay. Well, that would move you back to listening. Yeah.
Move me from this room, yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in order of these... I'm going to go in order of these PMs I'm getting. So... I don't know if these people still want to talk or not, but here, I'm going to... Okay, Lysander, you're first.
Hello, testing.
Hey, we can hear you.
We hear
What's
you.
Up?
Oh, hey, yeah, I still have like a crocked up microphone on my little window here. Okay.
Oh.
Anyways, good to see you guys again, or talk to you guys again.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Well, let's see, wish list time, right? Let's see, my one main wish list is to go back to factions. I love culture and technology again. You know, like, you know, I like the cities. I like at least some indication of civilization, technology, economy going on that justified everything else that's happening. All the goods being manufactured.
Yeah.
And I would like to see that in that chapter coming out. Because, like, we've had two very large and long chapters with a lot of wilderness and outdoor stuff. And I think that's great, fun, wonderful, but I like to mix things up, too. Good variety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that, also, I want that D-axis. I want my pet phoenix to fly. I'm hurrying up, running across this poisoned water, and here's my pet flying behind me, and all of a sudden, wow, he's poisoned. I didn't touch it. No. And along with that, also, like a command window for pets. Because, like, if you're if such great command as your pet and everything, that's like at a Beastmaster.
You mean like the ones that they have at the Heroes right now?
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Exactly, yeah.
That would be cool.
More micromanagement, huh?
Exactly. I mean, with Nightfall, I've been using Heroes and Hemsis a lot. And, you know, even in the Realm of Torment and other higher and harder areas. And I think it's really great, really fun, because I'm trying to coordinate, you know, multiple things at one time, and I love multitasking. And it's just a challenge. Like, I've taken the Heroes through the Titan quest and the Honor quest. I did have to have help on the Denravi, defending Denravi, so thank you, Loudon, very much. He's really not bad after all. He did a great job. He did a great job as a front monk. Fantastic job. We really thank him a lot for that. It's definitely a different experience trying to manage all these things. And the one great thing about having the ability to tell your heroes and henchmen where to move is that you can get them out of the AoE. AoE is a killer for heroes and henchmen, but if you click on that command heroes and henchmen little button and move them somewhere else, then move. But anyways.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
I can hear you, though. You're all right.
But anyways, you know, that's about it. You know, go back to patches.
Now, are you saying go back to factions, or do you want just another chapter where all that culture is really more immersive?
Yeah, I want to go back to culture and civilization, as opposed to the all this outdoors and outposts, mm-hmm. That have been prophecies and Nightfall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like getting lost in the city. You know, I like, you know, having all these little slum areas and gang stuff. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. See, that's interesting, because I think a lot of people didn't like that, you know? But it's good to hear the other side of the the other side of the fence.
Well, I think there's so much in prophecy and Nightfall that I think it's great to have some more variety in the game. Like as you know, I have several characters, and so, you know, I like that variety and being able to do different things. You know, like mm-hmm. you know, like lately I'm riding the worm in the remains of Lodge on a competitive mission, and that's pretty fun. And you know, there's a lot of variety in all these stuff. And I think that's what Mystic writes.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I, who knows what they're going to do with, you know, with Chapter 4, but supposedly the same team who worked on Factions will work on Chapter 4, so you might just get your wishes.
You know, there's a thread about that on Guild Wars Guru. Some guy was complaining about next chapter not being as good because of Factions not being good, in his opinion. Of course, tons of people came out and said that, well, actually, it was pretty good after all. But one person, I'd have to go ahead and find the post and look at it, but it's not exactly the same team, I don't think, they were saying. And of course, both quote-unquote teams are linked together. I mean, if it's like any other shop, like you and I both work in graphics, I mean, they have some you know, head art director, senior art director, and a design director, first staff that oversees everything.
I guess we'll see in a few more months.
I hope so. Well, I don't want to take up too much time here, so.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Alright, take care.
Alright, take care, man.
Each of the chapters has kind of had its own strong points, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. And I know we both make fun of Factions a lot, but I mean,
but,
you wouldn't,
you know,
have alliances without Factions.
Because, like, when you go into the storyline and everything in Factions, it's got a lot of the lore and history that, you know, a lot of RP buffs love. The only problem is it wasn't really included very well into the game. And then Nightfall, you know, it's all the scenery is really pretty and everything, but you don't feel like, I don't know, you've got a Paragon, right? Have you ever felt like, as you went through the game, like you were a part of the land or the people and knew about the struggles between them or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, are you saying that you think maybe it's not as strong in Nightfall?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe you lose a lot of the details, you know, maybe the first time through or things like that. And I think we're all going to pick up more on you know, how deep the storyline actually goes, because there was a lot that I missed, and I know you even said yourself there's a lot you missed in Factions the first time through, and then once you go through it again, you kind of realize a little bit more. So maybe we just haven't realized all this yet. You know, maybe there's little parts that we've missed that, you know, because I was so concerned when I first ran my first character through, I was so concerned with getting through it and just finding out what's at the end, you know, and now I'm kind of getting my characters up to Vabi now, my other characters. So, I don't know. I think maybe we're learning a little bit more and we'll be able to see a little bit more about the storyline. But I see what you mean, though.
I'm actually paying less attention to the storyline on subsequent times going into Alona, because I just don't feel like lingering. So
yeah.
I might take my characters, I don't know, like only up to the point where you get before the garden becomes Nightfallen.
Okay, so let's, I have a few people who have been PMing me, so I'm going to manually give some more of these people. Let's see, here we go. Okay.
Hello?
Oh, okay, there you go.
Oh,
I can hear you now.
I was looking at my thing and it said my microphone was still muted, so I was like, I wonder who they're talking to.
Lysander said the same thing, but we could hear him anyway.
For being stupid. I do have a kind of a cool idea, but maybe kind of stupid. That, like, after a certain point of time that you have your character in pre-searing, that they could maybe add for your account maybe a 2 or 3 slot, you know, storage for your pre and post characters. So after you've been sitting in pre for a while, then you might be able to get, you know, better items from your post-searing.
Yeah. You mean, like, you get past a certain point, then you're allowed to do that? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, or if you've been, or if your character has been in pre-searing for, say, 3-4 months, you know, that, you know, you could get a bonus for staying in there for so long, because I've had pre-searing characters, and it's not easy to just stay in there and farm all the time. It gets boring after a while, and you just want
What kind of bonuses are you talking about?
Maybe, like, a 1 or 2 slot, you know, storage, you know, like a Zunlai agent.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the only problem with that is it would kind of mess up the storyline, since post-searing is supposed to happen 2 years later. And to be able to, you know, transfer things, that would be like time travel, basically.
And
so
it,
I think that might be the biggest obstacle.
So that you couldn't bring high-end items into pre-searing. So.
Yeah.
But maybe,
well, what he's saying is it would be cool if you could.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they already intentionally made it so that you can't, so I don't think they're going to change that. But it would be cool if you had, like, you could get, you can't get storage bags, right, in pre-searing?
No.
And you can get stuff
just
like
the
that.
Belt pouch.
You can only get a belt pouch, and that's the max you have. I also had a question for Sean. I'm looking for a guild, man. You think you could hook me up with an invite, or, you know, is it just no on that? Or?
Well, it's right now we're having some issues with the forums, but usually you would go on the forums and there's a join request board in there. And actually, you know what's funny is right now as we speak, I'm being told that coming to you live, I'm being told that the forums are back up.
Oh, really?
And I'm checking them out, and it looks like they are back up, but there's a million errors, so it still needs some ironing out. But anyway, there's a join request board in there under the there's a section for Guildcast Listeners United, and in there there's a join request, and you can put your join request in there, and what I do is I email the application to you, and then you fill it out and send it back, and then I send the invite. So it's a little process.
All right, that's cool. And I'm looking for a nice, sturdy guild, and, you know, you sound like, you know, that you're pretty intelligent. And, you know, if I have...
I'm a good actor.
just be warned, we have, like, Mirage.
You're going to get it now.
there was another one I had, but I forgot it because I'm really nervous for, like, the past 2 days. I've been, like, waiting, you know, and, like, for the past half hour, I've been fresh on the little button. Yeah.
That's okay. I think everybody so far has said they've been nervous. And Mirage just paged me and said that he needs a chance to yell at Sinea.
Uh-oh.
I forgot what it was, but oh, it has to do with the campaigns. Like, I want to stand like Nightfall at all. You know, I mean, I really do not like that game, and I wanted to open up, you know, through the whole Nightfall storyline. And I was thinking, if you know, it'd be nice if they would add something like or, like, make a dervish in, you know, prophecies or factions, you know, in another continent. I know it would sort of screw up the storyline, but, I mean, it would make the game more enjoyable to some people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if... I don't think they'd ever do that, but, yeah, I see what you mean.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that?
He's basically saying to be able to make a dervish or a paragon, like, say, in factions.
Oh,
you know.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at the forums.
All right. Well, was that was all your wish list?
Yeah, and it was an honor to speak to you. And I got my iPod, you know, like Christmas, and I've been listening to you I really like
cool.
it. I'm just gonna keep listening to it.
Cool. I appreciate it.
Well, there is one question I have, but it doesn't have anything to do with a wish list, you know?
Okay.
I played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater Online for the PS2, and me and my buddy have been thinking about making a podcast. How would you, like, how could you make one of those for free? That's what we've been looking for.
A podcast for free?
Yes.
Well, if you find out, let me know. No, it's there are ways to do it. When I first started, I won't get into all of it, but the host I signed up with, which is SwitchPod, which I don't know if I should really recommend them because they've given me problems, but they have a free version where you can upload a certain amount, but they have ads in there. And I think the basic thing is if you're willing to accept ads, you can get anything for free. You know, you can get free forums, you can get free websites, all this stuff for free, but you have ads thrown in there. So if you look hard enough, you can find a lot of these things. And there are podcast services out there that'll let you upload MP3s, you know, and put them onto an RSS feed. But there's a lot of things you gotta look into RSS feeds and all that kind of stuff. It's really a lot of work. So I just all wish right. you luck with it.
Thanks. All right, thanks, Sean. And if I do find one, I'll let you know, and I'll let my turn go to somebody else because I bet they're anxious too.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for letting me.
All right, so let's see. We got the next person. Are you able to hear everybody really clearly?
Yeah.
Okay, because I keep breaking up for me. I don't know. You sound worse on here than you did when we were talking earlier on just regular Skype too. So I don't know if it's just the Skype.
You as
casting.
Well. It's just the Skype cast. Yeah. It's not our fault.
So I anticipate some. There's a lot of breaking up. So I'm curious to see how this is going to sound.
I mean, I can hear people fine, mm-hmm. but the quality isn't great.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one, let me check through these IMs. I have 6 of them open right now. Derek, you are next. Hey, can you hear us?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear
that's you.
Oh, sweet, the mic's actually working for once.
Yep, we can hear you just fine. So what's up?
Nothing much.
Have you been waiting anxiously for the show all day like a lot of other people?
Yeah, well, more like all week.
So what do you want to see in the future of Guild Wars?
Well, actually, the biggest thing I thought would be interesting to see is some of the new chapters, where instead of having a new continent and everything, it sort of goes back to an old one, but it's got new areas and there's a new story and everything,
mm-hmm.
but sort of expands on the old story.
Like, I know a lot of people were speculating about going north of the wall to the Char. You mean something like that? Kind of expanding on that story?
I guess that could work. Like, you'd go back to Tyria or Cantha, and it'd be, like, after that story.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
But definitely. If they don't do that, then what I'd like for Chapter 4 is an Antarctica theme, because I will buy that just for the chance of getting a penguin as a pet.
That would be pretty cool. Or a polar bear, that'd be cool.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. And also, one more thing I'd like is something like what they have with the Sunspear points, where you go and you talk to one of the, I forget what they're called, but then they give you a certain thing in your enchantment bar, and then you have to go in and kill certain monsters. I'd like if they added that, like, in factions with Kurzik and Luxon points.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like the Lightbringer and the Sunspear points, but
yeah.
For Kurzik and Luxon. Yeah, that'd be interesting. I wonder if they could retrofit factions for that.
That would be a fun way to do it in PvE.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's only so many repeatable quests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're all like running stuff back and forth.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, cool. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, good to hear from you. Thanks for coming on.
It's a pleasure to be on.
All right, take care.
Will do.
I think they like having those, you know, distinct differences in each of the chapters, though. You know, like, in factions, you can get the, you know, when you kneel to one of those shrines or altars,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you get different enchantments put on you. And then in Nightfall, it's different. You get the bounties.
You mean the ArenaNet likes it like that? You're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're trying to... I mean, and the way they have been doing it is making distinct differences to give each chapter its own kind of flavor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's worked well. I mean, like, you know, like Lysander was saying that his favorite one is factions. And, you know, I would say my favorite is, so far is probably Nightfall, and your favorite's Tyria. I mean, it's just all, it's worked so far to where everybody has their own favorite. You know, different people are different.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. We got Glax in here next. He's been waiting to talk for a little while. Let me see if I have any more PMs. Nope.
Is he going to tell us about his armor fund?
Probably. Let's see.
You
hey,
bet.
Hey, Glax, what's up?
Hey.
You betty. What's up?
Oh, not much. I just figured, since who mentioned it, I might as well get on and say, yep, here's your armor fund. Yeah. Taking donations.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's probably not going to go so great.
I have a 14 to 21 fiery dragon sword that you can sell.
Oh, boy. You can DM me at level 20 newbie.
Yeah, that's an awesome name, by the way.
Oh, cool, thanks.
So you don't have anything to add to the wish list?
My wish list is Fissure Armor for each chapter of Guild Wars for free for me.
For free for you. Okay.
For
I was going to say they have that, but... we'll see if ArenaNet works on that. I'm sure they're right on that.
All
right,
yeah. Since you're going to be working there soon, you should just put that in for me.
If I was working there, I couldn't even explain it. That'd be like everything I've ever wanted.
Wow.
Well, good luck with the free fissure armor.
Yeah, thanks.
Let me know how that works out for you.
Will do.
Alright, take care, man.
Alright, you too. Bye.
Alright. Well, we don't have any more in the queue. I don't have any more IMs. You want to talk about our favorites or our wish list for what we want to see in the future? How about you go first?
Oh, great, thanks. I thought I had some stuff, but I can't remember what it is right now.
Okay. Well, okay, then I'll go over some of mine. I know I actually had a lot. I know we had a whole multi-page thread in the forum about this, but...
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing I want to see is, like I mentioned in the forum thread, that I'd like to see newer chapters maybe not be so big. And I know that sounds funny, but I'd like to see them be cheaper and not so big. Like maybe a $30 chapter. And it doesn't have new professions. Because I think, quite honestly, I think the professions are getting a little stretched out. And I think we could do just about anything with the primaries and secondaries, you know, right now, the way they are. And I'd like to see just, like, you know, a $30 chapter with maybe a new land, maybe not so big as Alona or Kanta, and, you know, new armors, new weapons, of course, new skills, but maybe cut down on the new professions, or maybe just one new profession, you know, who knows. I just think this $50 thing every 6 months with a whole new game every 6 months is getting kind of overwhelming, you know, just, but you
it
know,
can.
That's to me.
Yeah, I agree about the professions, you know, it's going to get to a point where it's going to be the same old stuff rehashed in a, you know, slightly different manner, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the Ritualist, when factions first came out, they were dubbing the two new professions as, you know, certain mixes. Like they said, the Ritualist is going to be a monk, ranger, necromancer, you know, or something like that. And it's just kind of like, well, you can pretty much make that. I know Lysander's not going to like that, like me saying that about the ritual. But I don't know. I mean, it's proven, though, that these new professions do have their own niche. You know, they do fit in. Like the Paragon. I played the Paragon pretty far into Nightfall so far. I haven't played the Dervish hardly at all, but the Paragon really has its own place, and it really works well. And, you know, the same with the Ritualist. The Assassin, I didn't really play too much, but I understand that it does have its place. So right now, I think they're still doing a good job with these new professions, but I just think what I'm saying is I think later on they're going to get to the point where they're going to really be stretching, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree.
And then I think my other number one wish would be character bios. I would love to be able to scan someone, like click on their name, or maybe not even just random people, maybe just people in your guild or your alliance or your friends or something like that, and you can see their bio. You know, like you can write a little story about yourself. I think that'd be kind of cool. I know it would probably take up a lot of space, you know, on the servers and everything, or possibly it wouldn't, but I just think that'd be kind of cool.
That would be awesome. It has a really high potential of being abused, though, and having, like,
yeah,
nasty crap in it.
Yeah, like, yeah, links and all that stuff.
But that would be fun if you had, like, I mean, that would have really great RP potential.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got some more people who want to come on and talk.
Okay, who?
Well, there's someone in waiting, and then Master Z wants to talk.
Okay, one second. Let me let this, Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, it's Fearless.
What's that?
Fearless? Fearless Warrior?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You're in my guild.
Yeah. My wish list is, in the pre-searing, maybe people could have, in the groups, 4 people in the group, instead of 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
And, another one, I think someone's talking about this, the chapter 4, we could have an Arctic region, like someone from the forums wants penguins as a pet.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that would be cool too. I think a lot of people are speculating on what's going to be, you know, the climate of the next area, but I think an Arctic thing would be really cool.
Also, this is kind of a thing for Guildcast. We could do this little race thing from the pre-searing, and there could be, like, 2 teams from the guild, and, you know, whichever team reaches, like, level 20 or finishes the game first will, like, get a prize or something.
The only problem with that is it would be only based on who has more time to play.
Yeah, yeah, and who knows the best runners?
I mean, maybe if you based it on the age of your character or something like that, but that would still be kind of difficult.
Also, I want to give a shout-out to Arachnus for doing that Arachnus Pawns contest and dying it. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for letting me.
Yeah, that's the second Arachnus shout-out now. He's quite popular today. So who else? You said Master Z wanted to come on?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, Master Z.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
What's up?
I'm at work.
That's okay, so am I.
I'm just having too much fun. It was cool listening to this on the Skype and everything. It's really cool.
Yeah, I think we'll probably do this more often.
Since it went off without a hitch, that's great.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and you kind of get to know people's personality, you know, and all that cool stuff. So,
yeah.
I did that.
I'm just worried about if they get more popular, I might not be able to get into the room.
Right.
There's already, like, 6 people when I got in.
Yeah, I thought there'd be a huge turnout, but there really wasn't a whole lot of people. Yeah. I didn't see a whole lot, but...
No,
can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
All right, cool. All right. But, oh, yeah, wish list. Let me see here. I really like the idea about, like ultra rare items. You know, like there had been some talk on the forums and stuff for, like, you know, red items or whatever, you know. But, if you make them, like, if they only make, you know, a certain number of each item or whatever. And then my other idea was, you know, when you go out into the wilderness, you know, you have the whole world to yourself. They ought to, like, put, you know, like, a 5% chance that you'll run into another group or something. But then again, thinking about that, then you give birth to player killers and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
but it might add a little spice to things to where, you know, you're on the lookout and all that cool stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think, well, that would be a complete, to do something like that would be, I mean, they would have to change the servers. They would have to change so many different things.
I didn't want to make it easy.
Yeah, that would be like World of Warcraft is like that, except, you know, there's a good chance you'll meet somebody. And it would just introduce so many different things, like you said, you know, player killers and
right. Let's go farm other players, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's different as the fact that when you join a group, you enter an instance that other people can't enter.
Right.
Yeah.
But even if
you can't
lucky,
have
you
like
know.
Somebody come in and help you mid the mission or something, you know.
True. Well, yeah, that's a good point too. Yeah, let's I think people would fight more than they would join up and ally with each other. You know, I want to I want to kill you and get your stuff. You know.
Yeah, Guild Wars just isn't set up like that.
Right. Yeah, that's too bad. But I think with the rare items, I think they ought to do a little something, but make them so rare that it doesn't deface the value of the greens and things like that. You know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it'd be interesting, but if there's too few of them, you know, I guess they're going to be hard to get. And so, I don't know. Just
do you want to make them, like, so ultra-rare, like, I mean, because they're, like, expensive? Like, something that you could craft, like, obsidian armor?
You know, that's a good idea, too. That'd be really cool if you could, you know, make
so
your own
it would
stuff.
Be possible to for people to have and...
Yeah, you could make up a whole bunch and then sell it.
See, I always liked the idea of the way factions ended, where you don't get the, well, actually, Nightfall does it too.
Nightfall
without,
too.
So yeah, the endgame items, I really like that.
Games, I think that's a good idea, but man, they're just not worth it. I mean, they're not that great. They really need to make them just amazing, but, still with those people exploit that, you know, their people sell
right.
The Amulet of the Mist and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
So,
well, I have my factions and Nightfall, what are those quest items for the end? I just have them sitting on a mule. I didn't use them.
Like a Book of Secrets or something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Amulet and the Book of Secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should. I mean, yeah, even if they improved the endgame items just a little bit to where they're just, you know, just tweaked a bit more than all the other greens, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool. You know, I had a couple of those Exalted Aegises that I bought from people, you know, and then running through Nightfall, I got that Collector Shield with the -5 damage, you know, and I sold my Aegises for $25,000 a pop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's all about the skin.
Right, exactly. And the skin is very cool, but, you know, I get tired of looking at it, I guess. So I'm like, yeah, I'll make a few bucks.
Sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. Those were just my thoughts.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think the rare things, somebody else mentioned that too, that, you know, more rare. So maybe that's something they will do, you know, hopefully.
Yeah, just a little something extra, you know. I not that the greens are all that bad. I mean, definitely some are better than others, and you know, some go for $1,000 and some go for $25,000, $50,000, $75,000. You know,
yeah,
it's all in what people want and how they look, I guess. So,
yep.
By the way, I'm looking for an Urgau's longbow. If anybody out there has one, So, but there yeah, that's all I had, you guys.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for coming on.
All right, we'll see you guys in game. Take it easy.
All right, take care.
Yeah. Okay. I take those cheap greens, like the 1K ones. I put them on my heroes.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I got the Nightbringer. Like my first character I brought through Nightfall, and I got the Nightbringer, and it was I didn't even know it was worth anything, but apparently it was worth a lot, and I had it. I gave it to my Elias hero because it's a death magic staff. And then I found out it was pretty good, so I'm like, actually looked at the stats, and I'm like, hey, this is pretty good. Then they took the boss out of there, so I don't think it even drops anymore. But let's see. I don't know if anybody... Oh, Mirage wanted to get back on. Where's he at? There you go. Hey, Mirage. You want to get back on?
Yeah, it's a station. So first of all, Sadea, you were evil. You made me cry, man. Well, I just wanted to like declare a few things. First of all, just a second.
That's okay. It's not like this is live or anything.
Oh, I think you just got put on hold.
Yeah, Sean got put on hold. It's a miracle. But anyway. First of all, Arachnus is not more popular than me. That's just evil. Never think that. Second, none of the ideas today were better than mine. Mine was the best. I don't care what you think. And last, me and Arachnus were doing something, and then I talked to Sean about this, and me and Arachnus might start some kind of magazine thingy for Guildcast or whatever. Something random that no one will understand. Yep.
Guildcast,
like a newsletter?
Kind of, but it'll have, like, stuff about the topic of the show, and then some stuff about the topic that wasn't in the show, and some random behind-the-scenes stuff that nobody will know.
Would it be, like, a email list?
I don't know.
Sounds like,
I have no idea what I'm going to do.
You could have a podcast, and you could call it Guildcast Cast.
That's
there you go.
Perfect.
The guild,
bring
the
you
podcast
all the latest tips and news all about Guildcast.
Oh, man. That's great. But, yeah, I have no idea what it's supposed to, like, do. But, yeah, me and Arachnus want to do it because we're bored, and we want to feel special.
That's awesome that you have an idea for something that you don't really know what it is. I commend you for that.
I feel special now. Yay.
All right. Well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to kick Mirage off here. And, I mean...
I'm going to start crying.
No. I think I'm going to start reading some wish lists that I got in the in email.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So... I'm going to let you go, Mirage.
All right. I'll just continue listening.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too, peoples. See ya.
I know we're at 1 hour, 10 minutes, but I wanted to read some of these, get some of these out, since I got quite a few of them. And then, of course...
Yeah, there's no problem. We're cutting out a lot of this stuff anyway, especially, like, the part where Lysander was saying Loudon was a good monk. That's getting edited out.
Yeah, Loudon's
so
not
we
even
really
here.
Don't have a whole long show. Yeah, he'll never know.
If he can't make it to the, you know, the live show, then he doesn't deserve to be called a good monk, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so this first one, let me see. I probably should have paraphrased these into notes, but I haven't. Okay, well, first one, somebody says Auction House, which seems to be pretty popular. Let's see, he says
that's
an auction house.
That's one of those things that you
items...
universally hate to have to sell stuff.
Yeah. He says, with items being moved instantly at the end game or the auction has been bought out would be so awesome. Okay. That's from, he didn't put his name. Jay, yeah. And, but that's, you know, the auction house thing, it's pretty much, like I said, it's been said by a lot of people, and I think it's all over the forums. Everybody wants an auction house. Mm-hmm. That's pretty popular. And then this other one I got is from Demarius Impalchio. He put a little pronunciation guide, so I think I got that right. He says, wish number one, give us a hippo pet. So there's another thing that Loudon wants to see, too. Wish number two, make the armor system like Faction's armor system. And wish number three, maybe for chapter four, an Arctic setting with polar bears and penguins. There's another popular one. Wish number four, give us a skill that lets us turn invisible. wish number five,
maybe you have a lady... chance to evade or something like that when you're invisible.
Yeah. Wish number five, make Lady Sinea show her face. Think we can get ArenaNet to do that?
They would have to come to my house. And okay. they don't want to have to spend the money to fly, so.
Wish number six, give us dual-wielding swords, axes, etc. I guess instead of just daggers. That's a pretty good idea. That'd be cool. That, like two-handed swords. And wish number seven, give us more guild cast. So.
Well, that's kind of a given. What were the? I was going to comment on those, but there were too many. I couldn't remember. What were like the first couple?
Oh. Give us a hippo pet and make the armor system like Faction's armor system. I guess
yeah,
that means
well,
take
it was
away.
Yeah, pointed
the...
out to me. Yeah, but the insignia system.
Insignias, yeah.
Well, it was pointed out to me, there's a couple things like after you purchase the armor, if you want to change the stats on it, you can just put new insignia on it and it'll be cheaper than having to buy a whole new set of armor, which is a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. But that only works with Nightfall armor. Which I hate.
Right. So, you know, for instance, if I have my, you know, fissure armor and I want to change it, then you're pretty much SOL, you know?
Yeah. Actually, just yesterday, I had my 15K bone lace for my necro, and for some reason, I put a lot of superiors on there. I put curses, death, and blood, I think. So I wanted to take two of them off, because that was just too many. And... the first one was the gloves, and I'm like, you know, cross my fingers and praying. I'm like, oh, come on, don't ruin them. And it came off. The rune came off. No, you know, no problems. Okay, cool. So then I go to the leggings. Of course, it ruins the leggings. So I had to go back and buy another pair of 15K bone lace leggings. So that was a 15K experience. But
well, in the past, you couldn't do that without, of course, destroying it.
Yeah,
that was just
yeah.
Expected.
Yeah, so
you
it's
know,
gotten
you're
a little bit better.
Pretty lucky that you managed to keep at least one piece of it.
Yeah, at least one. But I knew it would be the leggings because they were more expensive.
For some reason, you ended up with superiors on your armor.
Yeah, for some noob reason. So this next one is... let's see. Ashti Kankano? I'm horrible at this. Okay, he wants to see Chapter 4, which I don't think Chapter 4 would work, but in the future, a Central Asian theme with Russian...
Like
let's see,
Indian
the,
and...
let's see, yeah. The two competing civilizations based on a Russian on the west and Mongolian on the east. Imagine wide open spaces like the Central Steppes. That would be kind of cool, like... Siberian, he says, I'm just kind of paraphrasing here, imagine the char inhabiting frozen Siberian forested tundra northlands. It'd be neat to explore the char civilization a little bit more to add additional depth to the whole storyline. And that's another thing, like I was saying earlier about how people have mentioned about, it'd be nice to see an expansion on the Tyrion storyline into the, above, you know, north of the wall. Into the Char lands. I think that's what he's saying there. And
yeah, that would be cool.
Another one that actually someone else said, Mirage said, was he said it'd be a neat addition to the game mechanics to have the ability to ride and fight from horseback, which would be fighting on mounts. I think that'd be kind of cool. This is a very long email. And, okay, let me read some more of this. I know that other MMOs offer mounts, but I don't think any of them offer the ability to fight from a mount. Some of the benefits would be speed and movement, as well as a plus to damage bonus for height, with the height bonus being negated by monster size or others on horseback. To balance the benefits, a negative 1 to defense or AL, since the horse would be vulnerable, and it would be harder to use defensive shields and stances. This could be offset, though, with horse armor and runes to improve customizations. That could
You know get, how much work that would
yeah,
be?
Yeah, that would be a whole different thing. That would be... But, you know, they do amazing
we're not,
stuff
We're
like
not
this.
Talking about it's just like you get a speed bonus and minus dexterity. I mean,
yeah.
That's going to change a lot of the major game mechanics.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But they've come up with some pretty big changes, you know, with especially the last two chapters, you know. Pretty surprising stuff. Let's see what else he has. I think the rest of this is just for us. Yeah, suggestions in the show. I could read that on the email show. And then the next one, says he's in Mexico. Doesn't tell his name. He wants, what I want to see for chapter 4 is a prequel, and you actually fight in the Guild Wars. All the other three games so far are post-Guild Wars.
Ooh.
If you don't believe me, look in the manual and find the timeline. Okay, I believe you. I'm sure this will be covered in the show, and I'm a bit pressed. Okay, so yeah, basically, I see what he means. Going back to the actual Guild Wars themselves. That would be kind of interesting.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
Yeah. It's a nice, kind of an RP flavor to it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Going more with the storyline. All right, so the next one, I'm probably flying through these a little fast, but that's all right. Link the Player. It says, from Link the Player. Hi, Sean. My wish list for New Year's for Guild Wars, I think, a great new profession would be something along the lines of a shapeshifter, something that turns into something else, or possibly a higher level cap, like level 30 or 40. A new race would also be nice, you know, something besides a human. Okay, so the first one, shapeshifter, that would definitely be cool. I think they kind of touched on that with the dervish a little bit, with the avatars.
Yes.
Higher level cap, 30 or 40, I don't think they're ever going to do that. Actually, I think they said outright,
happen.
They're never going to do that, yeah. And I know World of Warcraft just did that with Burning Crusade, or, you know, where you go up to 70, but I don't think Guild Wars is ever going to do that. And then a new race, you know, I think with Nightfall, with the introduction of the centaurs, you know, like Zed, maybe it's a possibility, you know. Could very well be.
I don't know. I think I like the fact that in this game, even though you encounter other races, you only play a human.
I know a lot of people say they'd like to play as a char. I think that'd be kind of interesting.
It would be interesting. I would have to go kill you, though.
Sounds like a challenge. Okay, let's see. This next one is from Myja Wynn, who is called in before. And let's see. Skip over. I'm not trying to be like rude or anything by skipping over this stuff. I'm just trying to get to the wish list part. I'll probably, a lot of these that have a lot more to the email, I'll probably read more on the email show next week. But as far as wish lists, this one he says, okay, I'd like to see more customization, I'll say, for guild halls. For example, move around NPCs, buy catapults, etc. That's a pretty good idea. You could actually move them around, you know,
mm-hmm.
instead of right where they're at, and then buy catapults, I guess, more for the guild hall itself, you know. I'd like to see more
B-Y
people
or B-U-Y?
B-U-Y.
Would that change the balance of GVG?
Yeah, I think eventually there'd be like 16,000 catapults against 16,000 catapults, and then it would just be ridiculous. So yeah, that they'd have to make that some kind of like
siege wars.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to see more people using the search system rather than spamming on the chat, because let's face it, they still do. Yes, That's very true. I go in towns now and I, you know, I do the party search and no one's on it. And everyone's
When's
still
in the
saying,
party search? I don't use it, Anna.
You don't use it either? I don't use it because nobody else does. So it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. But he basically wants to see more people use it. I agree. I'd like to have a hero armor trader that gives more choice so you can actually customize your heroes. Well, you can get the armor, the hero armor from those missions, those quests, competitive.
Just change the looks, though. Or,
yeah, yeah.
It doesn't allow you to get different armors. Though you can add insignia to the armor, mm-hmm. right? And
yep.
so you can customize the armor in that way.
Yeah, and it just changes the look of them. Now, do you know, I never researched this, but do you know if you add a rune or an insignia to armor and then you do one of those quests where you get the new armor for them, does your rune stay on there?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never tried it. I'm sure I'll get a million emails about that. But and I just got a PM. From Lysander. Okay, he says the rune stays. Okay, so there you go, Lysander, from the mouth of Lysander. All right, and so the last one... okay, sorry, Maja, this one is not going to happen. He says, I'd like to see you, Sean, and Lady Sinea in a duet. Okay, and then he says, no, really, okay, you don't have to do that. Thank you for saying that part. All right.
What do we have to do to get you to sing?
You'd have to get me a better voice, a better singing voice. So that's a negative.
Weren't you going to rap Once Upon a Time?
No. I think you said I was going to or something. All right. So let's see. How far along are we? Hour and 23 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This thing should end, I think it ends at 2 hours, but we won't go that long.
Okay.
This next one is from,
Oh, go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say I would like to see changes to the friends lists. You know, how right now you just have a list of a whole bunch of people, and you may or may not know who came from where. You know, like some way to categorize it.
Yeah, like put them in different groups and everything.
Yeah, so that, you know, I can say like, okay, these people were ones that I farmed this area with, and this one, these people were such and such. And I also have people on my friends list that were like, you know, really, really rude and pugs or something, and I want to keep them on my friends list so that I recognize them when I run into them again, because that's happened. Like, I put them in my ignore list, and then I ran into them on a different character, and I didn't realize it was them when I joined the group, and I was like, oh, great. So I put them on my friends list now so that if I see them again, I don't group with them. So, you know, I would like some way to organize my friends list more.
Yeah.
Rather than just having a whole huge list of people.
Or even just be able to add, like, a little note, like, maybe change their name or put a note next to their name. I think somebody actually suggested that once in the forums.
Yeah, put some kind of little notation to remind myself of who they are
yeah.
or whatnot, you know.
Yeah.
Another one is just being able to see who's online in the Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, I don't have everybody on my friends list, and then I'm talking to people, and they're on different characters, and I'm like, who is this? And it's like, oh, it's so-and-so. And I feel stupid because I didn't, you know, I talk to them all the time. I just didn't recognize their new character name.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because you don't want to have to add everybody in your alliance to your friends list just
yeah.
for that reason. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
Yeah. Looks like we have someone waiting to talk. Hey, what's up?
Oh, well, not too much.
So you have a wish list for us?
Well, I've kind of been working on one as I've been listening. I've got a few things that I wanted to kind of touch base on. One thing that nobody mentioned that I would like to see is they've been adding stuff to titles, so you get like bonuses and stuff. I'd like to see some kind of bonus added to the mapping title, whereas, you know, after you've explored 100% of the map or something, you get to move like a little bit faster or something.
Just
something for doing that so that, that's very time consuming. I've got 90% of Tyrrhenia already, and that took a while.
Yeah,
I see what you mean. I think they did that, of course, with like Lightbringer title and a couple other titles. Maybe they're just kind of experimenting with it now, and maybe they will in the future add more bonuses to titles.
Yeah, I think that makes, getting the title all that more, special. I mean, yeah, you can display the title, but once you have like 20 titles there, which one do you display,
Yeah.
It's nice to have the bonus too.
Yeah.
The other thing I'd like to see on the map is to be able to mark a place. When you go somewhere and you find that collector that you really want to go back to, but you don't have all the items you need, it would be nice to be able to mark that on the map and say, hey, I want to come back here, and put like a little notation at that point, like a waypoint. If you've ever used a GPS unit, you can set a waypoint and make a note.
Yeah, I've played games like that before where you can add like push pins to the map, and when you mouse over the push pin, it'll give a little note that you can write on there. So yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, there's several times that I wish, I had that. And actually what I end up usually doing is making the mini-map really big and screenshotting it so I can see where I was. But after a while, you get too many screenshots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. On... You know how I got around it was I just wrote it down on a piece of paper.
Yeah, some other people talked about the party window, the new system that they have.
Yeah.
I think that was great that they put it in, but nobody hardly ever uses it, and it's kind of too bad.
Yeah.
One thing I'd like to see added to that for the trade section, it would be nice if you could trade to everybody on that continent instead of just in that town. I mean, it's nice that it does, all of the districts, but if you could do the whole map, and then it didn't matter where the heck you were in the map, you could sell something to somebody, on the other side of the world.
Yeah. If they had an auction house, I think that would solve that.
Yeah, the problem is the party window is being used for a function other than what it was designed for, which is why it's not working for either thing right now. nobody's using it for what it was designed for, so party searching is not working.
You mean it's not there for finding dates?
No, all you need is, to go into a town and use, a great pickup line, and that's all you need. You don't need the search function.
Oh. Jeez. I need to take notes from Kane.
Totally.
The other thing I'd like to see in the party window is we could see what other alliance members, if they were forming parties. So maybe we could jump on somebody else's party, just for the fun of it or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Right, because you can see your guildies and your alliance mates if you're in the same district. But if they were in a different district,
Although
another thing I would like to see is if your friend, people on your friends list showed up in a different color too.
Oh, yeah. Someone mentioned that, I think, before on forums. Yeah. That would be cool.
Okay, I got a few more things.
Okay.
Like I said, I've been working on it as I go. One thing I've noticed is I pronounce it Adacte, but everybody has a way of pronouncing it. My real name's Mike, in case anybody wants to call me that instead.
That's easier.
I can pronounce Mike.
Yeah. One thing that I've run into, and I know a lot of other people have mentioned it in-game, is needing more storage room for, common crafting materials especially. I know that I had, 600 iron ingots at one time. And, my little storage person was full, and then I had like 3 or 4 slots full too. 250 was just not enough room for holding all that. Ended up giving it to the Alliance storage person there. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But also, it's not really very practical when, if you need to go buy armor. I have, like, all my crafting, my common crafting materials all maxed out. And then I go to the trader and says, oh, well, you need 500 cloth. And I'm like, great, I have 250 sold, I mean, stored, but...
Yeah, I think for common crafting material, they need to up it to, you know, like at least 500, you know, if not more. As for the rare ones, I have maybe 10 and like one of them, so that's not a big deal. But for the common ones, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that probably wouldn't be too hard of a change.
Another thing I'd like to see kind of basically for heroes, when I first got Koss, I was kind of playing around with him and stuff, and I set him to a hero or to a warrior ranger or something like that. I would like to send him back just as a warrior, but it won't let me. So now I have all kinds of skills on the bar that I don't want to use. But I want to be able to just select warrior for him so that I just have the warrior skills show up. And it's so annoying that I can't do that now. Now I have to go fishing through like 3 bazillion different skills to find what I want.
That disappoints me too, because back during the preview, we were allowed to be only a single profession and not have the secondary. And then they changed that when the game actually came out. I would like to see that as well.
Yeah, I don't know why they changed that. It must have been just so that you couldn't drop your secondary profession. But if they could just figure out a way to do it just for heroes even, although I would like to be just a primary and drop my secondary, but that's neither here nor there.
I agree.
Talking about the armor setup, some people saying they want to see the faction's armor setup. I prefer the way Nightfall has it. I didn't at first. I thought it was stupid. I had to buy an insignia for every piece of armor. But then, as you were saying, and somebody else said before you, was that if you want to change your armor, you don't have to buy all new armor. All you have to do is change that insignia. And going off that, I would like to see a way that you could actually trade the insignia instead of when you put a new one on, it gets rid of the old one. I'd like to be able to save that insignia so I can switch it back without having to buy another one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like being able to do that instead of switching armor sets.
Yeah.
That could come in really handy.
I mean, especially for people that don't play a whole lot and don't have a whole lot of gold, I mean, once you buy that insignia, you should be able to keep the stupid thing, and then you can just switch it back and forth as you go.
Yeah, like, you know, if they had Velcro on them, you could just Velcro them on and Velcro them off. They had Velcro back then, right?
It's actually a kind of new invention.
Oh, okay.
The Turian NASA Society invented.
Okay, and two things I wanted to bring up. People had talked about other massive online player programs and games and stuff. I remember the first game I joined was Star Wars Galaxies when they first came out. And I kind of liked the way they had that set up, but you know, I ultimately left it because they screwed it over and stuff. But people are talking about putting bios and stuff on your character. I found that Star Wars Galaxies had that, and it was completely useless. I mean, it just nobody put anything there that was useful. You try to find somebody by a certain feature or whatever. I mean, it was just crap. And I think that would be exactly what would happen in Guild Wars. Nobody would use it what it was intended for, so it would end up just being a junk thing.
Yeah.
And I think that they have better things to worry about, even though I think it would be cool that you could have a bio, but it never did get used the way it should have in Star Wars Galaxies. And Star Wars Galaxies also had mounts that you could fight from. The mount would actually fight, and you could fight while you were on the mount. So it was like double damage.
Oh,
and the way it worked was kind of funny. I didn't really care for it. You could get off your mount, and it became like a pet, and then it would go attack things for you. Or you could stay on the mount and You know, like if you were a ranger, you could shoot from the mount, plus the mount would run up and, you know, attack the person. So you're shooting while they're attacking. And, yeah, it kind of made it unfair. Like if you were running around.
Was it pretty overpowered?
Mount, well, it wasn't really overpowered, but it was double damage. And it only counted as one character.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know, if you.
Was it really a lot different than Petsar?
Not to a great extent, no. It was, you know, very close to what a pet does. I don't even think we had pet skills. I think they were just there and did extra damage for you. But Star Wars Galaxy was more like World of Warcraft, where you could fight people as you were going along through the map, so people could randomly come up and kill you. And I think that's one of the things that I didn't like about the mounts, because if you didn't have one, you could be running along and a mount comes flying out of nowhere because a mount moves like 33% faster or something like that.
Yeah.
So they could come flying out of nowhere, attack you, and kill you before you even knew what happened, and then be gone again. So, yeah, that kind of turned my against mounts.
Yeah, I guess there's pros and cons for stuff like that, especially.
Okay, and the last two things I had, I'll be quick. I know I've used up quite a bit of time.
That's okay.
The notes on the friends list would be a great feature. I have people on my friends list that I added from, you know, good pugs that I've run into, you know, once in a great while or something. And I'd like to know, you know, who that person was, because I don't have a clue after a week. And I'm thinking, okay, this person's online, but who are they? What did I do with them, you know? And it would be nice to have a note. And the only other thing I have is we need to see the hippo back. Anet needs to bring the hippo back.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to have a petition.
But that's all I have, and I just want to say hello to everybody in the guild. If you're in GLU, you'll see my name up there in the officer's rank. If you need any help with anything or what have you, feel free to give me a PM if I'm online.
Cool. I appreciate it. And it's nice talking to you, too.
Good to talk to you guys.
Take care.
Yep.
Okay. So we have two more email ones that I could read through.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we've got to wrap this up because it's approaching 2 hours. All right, so we have one from Artful Dodger. And he sent this to both of us. And let's see. He says the first one, he would like a town map where you press U with locations of static NPCs like merchants, storage, etc., designated by symbols similar to collectors on the mission map. It would cut down on the where is chatter on all chat. I think that's a good idea.
That's cool.
It would get kind of cluttered, possibly. I think if it was just on the U map, maybe a little, you know, a little indication of what like different symbols mean, you know, like the merchant symbol and storage and all that. I find myself, you know, you just hold down Alt and you can, most of the towns aren't too large to where you can actually pan around and see where everybody's at. But
some are.
I know what he means. Yeah, some are too big to where you need to really run around and find the storage guy or whatever. Kind of a pain.
Some, the U map, it disappears even if you go through the whole area, and then you have to wander and look for the freaking entrances again, and they're saying, just go to this town and exit out the store. I'm, like, running around looking, and I'm like, where is the bleeping door?
All right, let's see. He also says, favor granted to your alliance for 12 hours from the time a member of your alliance... Wait, let me read that again. Favor granted to your alliance for 12 hours from the time a member of your alliance guild wins halls or a GBG. It may pique interest more in PvP. Okay, I see what he means. Like, your alliance gains favor for 12 hours if someone in your guild wins halls or GBG.
That would be interesting. That kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be... I think it would probably be exploited. It'd be those people who just win halls all the time, you know. And for 12 hours, I mean, all they'd have to do is win it once, you know, every 12 hours, and they'd have it forever.
Mm-hmm.
But then he says, have an Alonian arena similar to Jade Quarry and Fort Aspen would. That could be interesting. They'd have to work it in into the storyline somewhere, you know, like the Kurzix versus the Luxons, I guess. And his last one, he says, a Boardwalk Games 365 days a year.
That would be good. It would keep Loudon out of our hair for all the time.
It would be a whole new game for Loudon.
Except for then it would make it so he's not doing anything, and then he would whisper me all the time. That would actually be a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that I couldn't imagine how bad that would be. All right, so this last one is from David, and he says, he has a couple of them. The Everlasting Dragoon's Templar. Okay. That doesn't make sense. I don't know. Buff for the Mesmer. It's not fair that Ellie gets all the attention from ArenaNet. Okay.
You can make a pretty nasty illusion degen Mesmer, though.
Yeah, yeah. You can do some stuff with a Mesmer. I think he's talking about the way that the Ellie was buffed for Nightfall, but I don't think the Ellie was buffed any more than anything else. I mean, okay, number three. ArenaNet employee joined the SOR Alliance. And then number
four. If they did, they wouldn't be announcing their in-game name.
Yeah, yeah. That would be suicide if they did that. Number four, event that is held in all the continent. I think he means like, what does he mean? Event that is held in all the continent.
Event that's held. An event that's held on all of the continents?
Yeah. Oh, all the continents.
They'll be like having Whip Day on all of the continents.
Yeah.
Rather than
okay.
Just.
All right, so that's it. That's all the emails and all the people who wanted to get on. And looks like a couple people left, but we still have some people still listening to us, surprisingly enough. I was afraid to look at that list. I thought everybody would have been gone by now, but. Yeah, almost 2 hours into it. We got some hardcore listeners out there.
We could continue to talk for another half hour, and they could hear how boring we actually get after a little bit.
No, I think we already passed that point. Yeah, I found out yesterday I had to work tomorrow, so I got to be up in about 5 hours.
Mm.
So I'm gonna have to cut this short. But this was fun. I mean, we got to do this. We should do this again sometime. Yeah.
This was fun, and since it worked without a problem.
Yeah, I mean, the quality was a little bit down, you know, of the voices and everything. But I think if we announce this, like I only announced this a week in advance, and I certainly can't expect everyone mm-hmm. to hear, you know, the latest episode right when it comes out. But maybe if I do another one, I'll announce it, you know, a couple weeks in advance and maybe at a different time. But
yeah,
we'll see.
A lot of podcasts I listen to, like, it'll be like 3 weeks will go by, and then I'll listen to them all
yeah,
at once.
Yeah.
So I'll miss things.
I do that too.
That are time sensitive.
Yeah. So, I guess that's about it. We should say bye to everybody.
Bye, and everyone.
thanks to everyone for hanging on for 2 hours here and listening to us. The uploaded show will probably not be 2 hours. Well, it might be. I don't know, because I'll probably add a little bit to it, but. I don't know, maybe I'll just upload it like it is. See how that goes. That would be so nice not to edit it. Oh, man. we'll see how it goes. But I would expect this probably will go up at the beginning of the week, maybe Monday or Tuesday, depending on what I have going. But so for everyone who wasn't able to make it, they can take a listen. I might just do that. I might upload it just like it is and see how that mm-hmm. works out.
Do you have to stay hosting, or can this
No, I can leave.
Channel stay open?
Yeah, I can leave, and I can actually make it so that everybody can talk, and then I can leave so you guys can all talk to each other. But
let's do that.
It just won't record, though. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to turn off recording. Okay, let me do that again. Ready, set, go.
Well, listen to him, marry me. Well, listen to him, marry me.
Woohoo, it works.